This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Rideshare apps would need to provide information about whether a car is accessible for people with disabilities under a bill up for its first hearing at the legislature today. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The bill would give apps 4 years to come into compliance. After that, people using the rideshare companies should be able to see if a car has been modified in ways that make it more accessible to people with disabilities. The bill also requires local governments to ensure that going forward, electric vehicle charging stations are accessible to people in wheelchairs. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
HOA rules often prevent residents from installing or using fire-resistant building materials. Now, a bill that would get rid of those rules is advancing at the state capitol. A Senate committee on Tuesday signed off on the bill after hearing testimony from firefighters, wildlife experts, and frustrated residents. Researchers say some HOAs and neighborhood associations have design rules that can make homes more vulnerable, including cedar shingles and wooden fences. A single fence was linked to 100 homes that caught fire during the 2021 Marshall Fire. The bill now goes to the full state Senate. Colorado heart attack patients are getting recovery help from a new program. Due to transportation or financial hurdles, many often skip in-person rehab. So Kaiser Permanente is providing patients with a smartwatch and remote blood pressure monitoring system. Cardiologist Lucas Marzik says a provider will meet a patient remotely to discuss rehab, exercise, and nutrition.
I think it's promising because it really addresses and ameliorates some of the barriers that people face when they're struggling to engage in care.
He says readmissions to the hospital dropped to 2% for those in the program, much lower than the national average after cardiac rehab. This is CPR News and KRCC.